ערב טוב חברות יקרות.
Good evening dear friends. Let's sit down. I was asked to tell you, even if there is an alarm clock in the phone, even if the phone is off, the alarm clock is ringing. So we don't want that to happen. So please, if you have an alarm clock on your phone, please cancel it. So we're so joyful here together. We're sitting here with the greatest women in the world, and we have to. The most beautiful, most powerful, most enlightened women. What can I ask more? Only to ask.
Dear sisters, we don't, there's no words, no words. Women connecting the people. These words, they're shimmering my heart. We're feeling the hearts of our friends here and everywhere around the world. Let's see who's with us around the world. We will see all the sisters around. Oh, look at big hand of cheers for everyone. Look who's with us today. We're going to have a very special and exciting evening, very strong, an evening that we will climb together to our next step of connection, from where we will be able to give birth and actualize our role, which is so important these days. Let's ask for help from all the friends around the world with us, and we'll start.
מוטל על האומה הישראלית על ידי העסק בתורה ומצוות לשמה להכשיר את עצמם ואת בני העולם כולו עד שיתפתחו לקבל עליהם את העבודה הגבוהה הזו של אהבת הזולת, שהוא הסולם לתכלית הבריאה, שהיא דבקותו יתברך. בואו נשמע שיר.
We have such a musical friends. We are surprised each time again. I told you they give us surprises all the time. We added a feminine twist to this song, and I want us to sing this together.
יחד בו ונצעד ביחד ונעלה ביחד נרגיש את החיים יחד בו ונצעד ביחד ונעלה ביחד נרגיש את החיים
עוד פעם מוכנות
יחד בו ונצעד ביחד ונעלה ביחד נרגיש את החיים רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו מעל תנועה מעל מקום מעל כל הזמנים מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים למחשבה אחת בינינו בלב אחד כמו משפחה אל מטרת חיינו ללא פירוד ללא גבולות ללא מאבקים בכל מצב ביחד כאן שרים
אז באמת יש לנו צוות מוזיקלי
So really we have an amazing musical team They succeed each time again to excite us and touch our hearts Thank you
תקשיבו, אתם לא מאמינות.
Listen, you don't believe this. Our first speakers were supposed to open the yeshiva. Where are they now? In their car, somewhere. In the bus, actually, on the bus. There is a traffic now, so we didn't know what to do. But you know, the Creator is great. So they had to tell us about the evening that happened in Haifa last week. There was a very special evening. A lot of new women came. I heard very special stories from there. But in our musical team, we happened to have two friends that were there. So they will tell us what happened. Sivan and Noga.
They are my head. כן. טוב, אני הוזמנתי להגיע עם אביטל לחיפה.
I was invited to get with to come to with Avital to Haifa. Many times they talk to us about jealousy, and Haifa group is a group that there is something to get be jealous of, because always when we get there it's a very warm feminine house that you're pulled into it, and you feel that everybody prepared it together. And to this evening, friend brought a friend. I really, really hope that all the groups will make this kind of event. They created a lineup, and I'm also very jealous of everyone who, that anyone that can make such a lineup. Every round, the women opened their heart. They talked about something very warm and soft, like the childhood. And slowly, they put into the hearts. They opened the hearts so they could even put excerpts in. The heart was already ready. And the women that stood up after that, they were in so huge inspiration. It was all my dream, all my life. And I had a vision that we have, that we will do such evenings to all over the Israel. And I want Noga to tell us how this group will organize itself.
So really, it is very exciting to remember what happened. It was very powerful, very exciting evening. It is we did what Rav is saying all the time, to give women of all the circles to connect the teamwork, that the connection that was happening in the women in Haifa was very, very special. Everything was done through a workshop between us, and the thinking about the audience that would come. Really, we put ourselves in their shoes, in their hearts, in order to bring to them the most correct connection, and with a lot of the connection to our sources, and the reactions were above what everything we expected. Until midnight, people were saying and calling us that how special that it is, and that they want another evening. So we know the connection between women is working, and we want this women connection to wash all Israel.
Huge. Okay, let's think of the women from Haifa that are on the way.
חוסמת את הג'מס הזה ברחוב המגשימים, זה בית עסק
של... A message about a car that is in...
תודה רבה, נא
להזיז. Not letting other cars move.
Look how so many friends are coming now after walks, going by buses. It is very special and exciting to feel the friends in the world Kli, that they are the ones who are holding us and are giving us so much power and importance. And an example, I am very excited and I don't know how to present the next friend. She's very gentle, delicate. I heard about her a few years before I saw her. Always heard that if you press a button, she has a special talent to get to so many women, to thousands and tens of thousands, and she's very special, and she's doing this for years and years. And now we know that internet is a place that everyone who does a like on a post of a friend or Rav's post, then it makes an echo and people come. It's very delicate. She's very delicate, but like this, she's an engine and even more. I want to present to you Yifat Rot.
Dear sisters, I am so very excited to talk to you. You're so special and you're chosen. I'm from 10 number 2 from Group Tel Aviv. A wonderful 10 number 2. I'm in the internet dissemination team. What we do is we raise the importance of dissemination. We post posts with the Rav excerpts. We give examples to each other. We cheer each other and we give like, we put likes. When I talk about dissemination, I'm getting excited because we, as women, we know what it is to give birth, to raise children, and it's a huge privilege that we can bring this huge treasure from the Kabbalists and love, that all this holy society created this all these years, and all is left for us is the work to disseminate this present to all humanity that is waiting. It's like water of life. Even when we don't get any comments, it gets to so many people, and it's real life. All over the world, all over Israel, we're cleaning, we're purifying the network, and people are waiting for this. They're waiting for this in Facebook and Twitter, and also Twitter is a very great tool. I know Rav loves it, and I also really like it, because you can write things very short and reach the whole world in just a press of a button. I also found out that we have amazing friends in Twitter that have thousands of followers, and they also post and to each other, and they also share. And we really can only together we have this power of one woman, one heart, to raise the importance of dissemination and to give importance to each other, because it's a holy, holy work to promote the reason of this of life in the networks for all the new generation that is waiting for the new world that's coming close, coming upon us. Only together we can do it. We'll give each other power with faith above reason. We don't need comments. We don't need feedback. We'll just support each other and give a lot of contentment to our Rav, to the Kabbalists, and to the Creator.
חשפתי את המילה האחרונה שלך בטעות. I have to say something. First of all, Yifat is a very special, amazing friend. I know her for years. When she talked now, it was so clear how the Creator invented the Facebook and all the social networks for us. Why does he need all this rubbish that is going around all the networks all the time? And this is obligating us, because each one can do this every time. If I can't write, then I can do a like. And I don't know what the effect is, so we don't have any excuses. We all can do it everywhere, all the time. And we can. It's actually fun, so let's do it. And let's remember that the first one who went to present the Kabbalah to the people was Baal HaSulam. He wrote in 1920, printed and distributed the newspaper HaUma. He called the Jewish people to connect above our differences. But no one answered his call, and even to the contrary, his newspaper was shut down.
ומפיץ את המסר של המקובלים, מסר של
החיים. Now the our newspaper called HaUma, it disseminates the messages. It is printed in 120,000, and it's disseminated around our world. After this, we'll have a surprise that will also make us happy, but we'll do it later. We'll keep it for later.
Shelly?
זה קטע הבא מתוך עיתון האומה שכתב בעל הסולם. מוכנים אנו ליתן מקום
This part is from the newspaper האומה. We are ready to give a place in this newspaper to each one of us who holds inside him a solution to the unity of the nation.
בעל הסולם התחיל ואנחנו ממשיכים. אנחנו זה ידיים ורגליים.
בעל הסולם started and we are continuing. We are the hands and the legs of the Kabbalists. We can go to the people. And here we have two representatives with the representatives of all of us that took on themselves to go and disseminate the newspaper. And they will tell us the process. How does it happen in their group? Let's give them a roll of applause.
ערב טוב.
Good evening, dear friends, beloved family.
אנחנו איריס ורוטה.
We are Iris and Ruta from the Rehovot group.
יושבת פה באמת בהתרגשות מאוד מאוד גדולה.
Excitement together with our 10, with all our group, together with you friends from all the Israeli Kli and the world Klis with us. It's not missing any connection opportunity. It is a privilege to talk about distribution, dissemination, how much it is needed in our days. I think that everyone that is sitting here today knows this, and we have very important work to disseminate the light to all, every house and household in Israel and the whole wide world. We were asked today to share with you a shared dissemination that we did with all our 10. Ruta, please. To tell about my 10 is like telling about my beloved child, and even more, it is in being thankful that we have this. When we meet before dissemination, we learn each time again what is annulment, what is work, what is to feel the commander of the upper force. I will share with you about our 10. Two of them went to disseminate, and they hardly can walk, but still they didn't miss an opportunity for connection. They folded the newspapers and sorted them flyers, and it's not a few dozens, it's a few hundred newspapers. One friend, they didn't put any newspaper in front of a door without saying a prayer. And another prayer was a prayer in her heart to connect all the family, all the people to the Adam HaRishon soul. And another friend who wasn't with them, she was so jealous. So the day afterwards, she distributed more than 100 papers. Newspapers where she lives. And at the end of this dissemination, we feel how from action our hearts are opened, how from the greatness of the friends we unite even more, connect even more, and how the center of the 10, this we feel, we actually begin to feel it. To conclude, we want to share with you a very special friend, and she came to disseminate that day, and she was feeling very bad, and at the end she came to us and she just said, thank you that you pulled me out of thinking about myself. Even physically, I feel much better. I won't give up any dissemination from now on. So really, friends, we have the shared mission. We will continue it together with great love and disseminate the light to everyone. L'chaim.
קליפ חברות קליפ בואו נראה קליפ
מה קורה כאן בינינו בחיי לא הייתי חושב מה הולך מסביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור שאתם לא עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן
חברות,
Friends, this clip is a short clip. Imagine if we would put all the friends that gave out. We will be here for an hour.
חברות יקרות, תרימו ידיים, מי
שיצא לה hands up who this gave out newspapers lately. Put your hands up. Amazing.
And כשרואים את זה אתה פשוט מרגיש
when you see this you feel like you're safe in the world. We're in a good society.
We're in a good society. The next speakers are not only a good society, they are foundations. When I arrived here a long time ago, it was one of the first teams. It was like, it is already existing 15 or 70 years, one of the first teams to exist. Until today, it is giving a foundation to everything that's happening here, every word that Rav is saying, every word that he said in the lesson, in his interviews, everything that is being published is getting its place through this very special team. They are working days and nights very cooperatively, but really in all times of days, morning, evening, night, during the lesson, always we have friends that are sitting with the keyboard and typing what Rav is saying.
Shelly, you know what's happening lately? The amount of talks that have been is much, much more, and they have to give an answer, and they have to be fast about it, and they're giving them an answer. A huge, loud of applause for the women that type every word that Rav says.
אז נמצאות איתנו כאן.
Here with us are Ronit Shai and Noah Dotan from the typing team.
ויחד איתם גם
Together with them, Aliza Boaz and Sharon Klipper from the editing team. Let's hear you.
טוב. אני רוצה לפתוח בדברי
I want to open with what Rav said 3 months ago. I'm asking everyone to have a notebook and a pen, his personal pen, and write. Doesn't matter if he won't read it later. Writing is writing, it's not listening. Write a few words, something he wants to stay with him. What we want to stay, we write. That will organize you. Doesn't matter what language. I've said this before preparation for lesson. And really, as a typist, I have the privilege to sit in front of the computer, put my earphones on, and be with Rav in a slow motion, and write and type every word that he says. I don't know what always happens. It could be a book, it could be a post, it could be an article, a newspaper. Everything is, many, many things have been done with this. Many, many things for dissemination. And we are the typists. We're sitting on the main tap. We have a huge privilege. Every dissemination project that happens, we know at least twice a week we are connected to Rav's spiritual portion. portion, and it's a big privilege. Once I heard an amazing translator that said, I let Rav get a hold of me. I annulled in front of me. And we're the same. We annul. We don't need to, not like the editors, we have to be very precise. Every word that Rav says, we have to put onto writing. Soon Ronit will tell us how it is developing. I need to say, as a woman, there's a feeling that working with this material is building our spiritual development. We always say in our meetings that we always got to type exactly what we were supposed to hear that day. And in always we chain state. Doesn't matter how I start typing, when I finish, I come out and I'm much more onto the goal. I am inviting everyone. You don't need to know blind typing. Many years I typed with two fingers. And it's really a huge present for us as mothers, as women. It really builds us from the inside. And even if you won't join us, then let's just write some. Let's do what our Rav says. Let's write some. Thank you very much.
Okay, so it is difficult to describe what is the typing for me. I come from the editing, but when I came to manage the typing team, I was amazed how a team of 40 people is functioning without a WhatsApp. There is a urgent mission, something to type. What do we do? How it is done without a WhatsApp? Who asked something urgent? Who has to do? What has to be done now? It is a very special, unique phenomenon which I... And I feel that under me there is a blanket, a safety blanket. Even if I didn't get up and I couldn't do something, there is always someone with me. I'm never alone. It's like a network. And there we really actualize everything that Rav has done. It is we have annulment, we have arvut, everything Rav is going through. If you want to go through these states, then this is a good way to do it. No one sees these women so much, but they don't need people to know them. They just move light through them, and it's very special privilege. I don't see myself outside of this and not involved in it daily. It is a whatever state that you are, if you type, well, you had a state. I really want to tell you about the special feelings and emotions that pass through each and every one of us, that Noah told, that each one of us is typing whatever she has to do, whatever she needs. The last thing I want to say, and that you are obligated to type every day, it is keeping you above the wave. And what we need is to go through states. And I really wish every woman, for every woman to be, never mind in what team, to be in a dissemination that she does regularly, even if it is with Rav's sayings, it is amazing.
L'chaim to the typist. Really an amazing work. After they type, it comes to us, to the editors. We edited everything that Rav says. First of all, we're a very big thankfulness. everything that Rav says, we edit and we put it on the internet. It's a huge privilege to work with Rav's words. Being a pipe that gives it to the whole world, it's a huge privilege. It's very recommended for everyone. I feel like it's a very close team, works together. There's nothing more supreme than to read and to edit and to really go deep into the text. Besides the outside dissemination, this is an inner dissemination. Sharon, please continue.
באמת אני יכולה להגיד אחרי הרבה שנים שאנחנו ביחד במערכת.
I can say after a lot of years that we are together in this team, the feeling is like one kli, one body, working together. The method of working is like this, that the files are divided, and each one is getting, and getting something, and at the end of the day, we send it back. We live around the clock. In 10 o'clock, the files come in, and we're also depending on the typing team. We hold one another. If we see that people are missing in our team, that we pray that they will have time and they can start editing. The work with Rav's words is very special. It builds you from the inside. It's hard to explain, but you change after you do this. It becomes a part of you. And there's no state that type or edit won't get you out of can get you out of any difficult state. Exactly, in the paragraph that you edit is what you go through, the state you go through. It is a very great, big, special privilege to do this kind of work. And the word that came back to us when we prepared to this evening, even though we don't talk a lot to each other, we are in connection through the internet and WhatsApp, is Arvut. Arvut to one another, to our great cause, to serve our Rav and to edit every word he says. I wish everyone would have this privilege.
do do do.